Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom Marchino, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. They appreciate it. We all appreciate it. So, great morning. Got a great guest. You and I have been struggling to make this happen for a bit.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, like a year, maybe.
Yeah, well, that thing called COVID just really kind of got in our way here, right?
Pandemic, all of it. So, Jerry Carmody from... Carmody,
yep, perfect. That was great.
Jerry Carmody, yep. From Max Challenge of Lewis.
Perfect.
Yeah, we've been back and forth trying to get my mother-in-law, I think, is a student or a member of the gym, and she kept saying, oh, you should talk to him. And so wheels are turning. We finally got you here, and I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for the invitation. Really nice to meet you, and just a beautiful day to have a conversation. So thanks.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. The door is always open for... Thanks. Spirited folks, and anybody that owns a gym is a spirited folk.
I mean,
can we talk about that? You know, we have the dream, we get the gym. Is this your first gym? I guess that's
it
a
is.
Better question.
Yeah, it is. Yep, absolutely.
So you get the dream, you get the gym, and then it's like, oh, and it's just the grind. I mean, how do you keep yourself like bubbly and excited and taking on the day, or have you had that struggle yet? You still.
No, not really. I mean, the reality is that we're able to have the privilege of helping people every day.
You get to.
We get to.
That's
we
right.
We do. We really do. And it is a privilege, and it's something that really was really highlighted over the last 17 months.
Right. I mean,
yesterday, the entire state really reopened.
Maybe a little bit closer to you?
Yep.
There you go.
Reopened.
Or you can pull it towards you a little bit if you
do. Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Yeah, so the state reopened, and the reality is that we really had to learn how to pivot on March 17th of last year to keep our members safe, number one, engaged, and focused.
Yeah.
Because when you think about what we just went through, the reality is it wasn't just about the physical fitness. It was also about the mental fitness.
So absolutely.
A lot of depression was going around, and people really came to meet their demons or their fears in different ways. And we needed to be there for them, and that was just really great.
Well, and I think that the pandemic, and you know, is it officially 17 months? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So it exposed a lot of weird stuff. I know in me, you know, this kind of like justified resentments, right? All of a sudden now we have this thing, and all of a sudden now we have to warn people. You know, we understand, we can tell people, we can have an opinion, and it's really, for me, it was like a lot of restraint. You know, minding my own business.
Right.
It really exposed how much I can, like, get my nose in somebody else's business and then get myself all out of joint over it. And
right.
So I had to get strong in other ways besides the muscles, right?
Yeah.
The mental, the spiritual.
Definitely.
You
yeah,
know.
I mean, you know, we look at ourselves as, you know, fitness for the mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, the reality is that we really had to lean very heavy on the spirit when we couldn't necessarily be in center. That quickly changed in June of last year, and we really appreciate all the support from the members, both working out virtually as well as in center. And it's been just really such a beautiful experience and journey to have people come back, and you see how their eyes light up when they come in, and even when they're on virtually, and you know they know their virtual workout buddies are there, and we have time for them to talk and before and after class. It's just really, again, a privilege to be part of it, and I feel lucky about that. So,
well, it's great to have you, new addition to Lewis. I know it's been a little bit now, but it is relatively new, right?
It's
a few years.
Yeah, we're into, it'll be 5 years that the facility will be there next April.
Nice.
So we're into our fifth year.
And so you're just to the left of the car wash.
Correct. Yep.
Just to the right of Lokio, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
So you're kind of tucked in that. I call it the crossover to PNC, but,
yeah.
You know, it is what it
Please
is.
Please don't call it that. Please don't call it that.
No, I'm sure my wife would be like, please do not call it that.
It's right off of Savannah Road. If this is going to be strange for a nutrition guy to say this, but If you've gone past Arby's as you're going towards Coastal Highway, you've gone too far.
You've gone too far.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was between Arby's and the car wash, Walgreens. So that's where we are.
Well, and I love that it's mind, body, and spirit. You know, because if you, you know, 99% of people would be all body, body, body.
Right.
Because that's, you know, we're not like, hey, my mind's all cloudy. I'm full of these justified resentments. I'm full of self. It isn't really my problem. I'm getting a little heavy. That's what I'm concerned about. So, you know, but understanding, do you spend a lot of time? Is it hard to pass that message on? Is it almost more important? At least for me, and I'm speaking for myself, I exercise for one reason and one reason only. Well, two reasons, really. Mind and body. But mind, like if I'm not running, if I'm not getting that, I said it before, people get a little confused, but if you're not suffering, you're not living. And okay. For me, a good run, that grind, the misery, you know. But that's where the miracle starts to take place. That's where I start to expose how much self, you know, I can be constantly like, you know, what I'm not getting really. Because this is what this pandemic has been about. It's been an inconvenience, obviously, about people passing away, you know, and you know, Godspeed to everyone. But it's been a big inconvenience for us.
Yep.
And, you know, people don't realize how much an inconvenience can really disturb our mind and our spirit.
No, that's true. And I would say that with, at least with myself, and I think with our members as well, is that the body piece of it is an important part of it. However, when you come into our classes, you really are able to lose yourself in the physical piece of it. And then coming out of that is the spiritual piece of it. And you're really able to escape into your own mind. And it's, you know, we're not about no pain, no gain type of thing. That's right. Not what we're about. But we're about your own vision and your own vision quest about where you want to be. And just because, let's say, Jerry has a specific goal and Tom has a goal, we are not in competition with each other. We're here supporting each other. And I really think that, you know, it may be that look that I see you, your eyes touch my eyes, and maybe we don't even know each other. We just know that we're in the 6 a.m. class. And it's like, you know what? That's all I needed. I needed Tom to look at me that way, and that just got me through the next 15 minutes of the class. And you're at another level, and it's maybe kind of strange to explain it that way, but I think that's where the magic really happens at the max. And I, you know, I'm really, again, very privileged
like
to be
that,
a part
the
of
max.
It. Yeah, the max.
I disrespected calling it the challenge. I like that, the max. I feel that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there is a, you know, there's a lot of people that are uneducated in the mind and spirit. It is weird. It's a, you know, I learned about that when I got sober. You know, that was, you know, I've been sober for a long time, but that was the.
God bless.
Yeah. No, I say God bless everybody else because I was a real nuisance. But it was about, you know, understanding, you know, fix the mind, fix the spirit. You know, I always say, you know, you start learning about the spiritual awakening, right? The spiritual, I used to think it would be like this spiritual buddy that would pop out of the floor. And, you know, we're all spirited, right, Jerry? It's
absolutely.
Just this pile. Like I love to use the analogy. Like if I say, here, I'm going to get, Jerry, I love you, right?
Yeah.
I'm giving you a Corvette, brother. Here you go. Boom. I park it in your car. It's a new one too. Mid-engine. I hope I don't disrespect with the mid-engine.
No.
I'm okay. Okay. So mid-engine, we'll go red. So here's your new car. I love it. Enjoy. And I take the keys and I throw them in the side of your garage. And then I fill the garage with boxes. So you have a Corvette, right? But you can't use it because the keys are in the garage under 100 boxes.
Right.
You know, self. You know, and in each box, you know, self, greed, gluttony, whatever these, you know, of course, the seven deadly sins right away.
Absolutely.
But, you know, all these things, you know, and... And so the Corvette is your spirit, right? And people say, you know, I don't have a spirit. I need this spiritual awakening. I think we always have a spirit. We're always spirited. It's just, can we find it? Are we consumed by, you know, inconveniences, work, kids, money, fears, all this self-centered fear BS that we suffer from, and we never realize that we can't get to the keys and we never get to use the Corvette. And so how do you, one, and if you do, how... Do you transition somebody that comes in because they just feel like they're just overweight and people like don't like them because of it? Their whole world just isn't what it could be if they were just a little skinnier, right? And where you really start to have to understand is if you get that mind and spirit right, you know, maybe we start working on our weight, but it isn't the end of the world, right?
Right. No, absolutely. And what I would say is on the front of our facility, the door said, they say, you've made the bold decision to come in here. We'll take it from there. So immediately when you come in, you feel like you're in gentle hands, and you are. And the reality is we say on a daily basis, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. So we all mess up. We all fall off the turnip truck, if you will. And what you need to do is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and live to live another day.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that that works is that, you know, with our approach, you know, it's three pillars. There's the fitness piece of it, the nutrition piece of it, and then you have, you know, the accountability, support, the spirit part of it. So in terms of the fitness, that's really the easy part. I know that sounds funny to say. You come into our facility 5 days a week. Each day has a certain focus on the body, and 45 minutes, and that's over. The tough part is after you leave the facility, and then you have to make those choices. And it's not just about the nutrition. It's about like, how you see yourself in space with other people. And I think that for me personally, it's a not that it's a struggle, but you have to remind yourself that, you know, other things are bigger than you, and you fit into this world to be an important piece of it, but you are not the important piece of it. And what I say to myself, and I say to people that come along to our facility is, you know, let's get along. But first off, you have to make peace with yourself. And a lot of people that I talk to, that's difficult. That's really, really difficult to do. And I think part of it is they look in the past, and what I say to them, I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. I've been there too. You need to leave it. You need to leave it at the door.
Yeah.
And it may take some time to do that, but don't worry about any past sins or whatever you want to call it. Just move forward and then just look for the future horizon. Is that that's what it's all about. And you know, every day I wake up every morning, you know, between 4 and 4:30, and again, I'm used to it now. But it's again, I get to start the day really early. And it's that is a blessing in that perspective, and I am charged up, I am jacked out of my skull to be able to help people, and every day is a different opportunity. So,
yeah, there's also, I mean, you know, you get somebody that comes in, you know, maybe has never worked out, you know, maybe completely lost their self, right? You know, their physical self.
Sure.
Really have no idea how they got here, right? We didn't get this way overnight, right? It takes a time, and we're not going to get out of this way overnight. But when someone comes in, I know for me there was a time, you know, back when I was, you know, enjoying a few of the adult beverages and, you know, a lot of chicken wings and just very gluttonous, right? And had lost who I was, and finally got sober and had quit smoking in 99, and I decided I would start running. And then all of a sudden, you know, the weight starts coming off, muscles start forming. All of a sudden, I'm special. You know, and you have to be careful there too, right? You have to, because, you know, when all of a sudden you let the people into the cool party, you know, you want to make sure we behave. So
right.
You have to kind of be there on both sides of it, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, you really do. I mean, at the core, at everyone's core, regardless of what they feel that they look like or how other people look at them, it's really about the inside. I know that sounds really corny, but
it's key.
No, yeah, I believe
if you don't work on the inside, and I guess that's kind of the source or the point of my question. If we're not working on that inside, you know, we can run amok in good times and in bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that was really tested, you know, over the last, you know, several months, year plus. As I said earlier, there's, I think, a lot of folks suffered from, you know, mental illness as well as real deep depression. And, you know, I think that, you know, I think it's just important for people to look at themselves in the mirror and say, that's not the enemy. All right. That's not the enemy. It's someone that can help you if you allow yourself that help, whatever it is, if, you know, fitness, sobriety, you know, whatever the situation is. It's just important that you know you have support, which is very, very key. And it's also, I mean, I have a number of people that will ask me, oh, I want to, if let's say weight loss is part of their goal, I want to lose X amount of pounds in X amount of time. And I'm straight up, you know, if they tell me something that's not, you know, feasible, I tell them that. Now, maybe other people would tell them differently, but it's not about the short term for me. It's really about a lifestyle change. And, you know, through our 10-week challenge, you can make great adjustments and you have really great results. But if you're not going to continue with it, it's just going to be kind of a blip on the screen. And then you're going to go back to your old ways. That's just disappointing, you know, for yourself, you know. So just keep the faith is what I'd say. And, yeah, it's work, though. It's work. You got to keep at it.
Well, I know for a guy like me who's 52, right, and there was a time did a lot of weightlifting, you know, getting jacked up, right? And then pulled my back in 99, deadlifting. Don't deadlift.
Or deadlift correctly.
I just say don't deadlift because it's all good until it isn't. And then when it isn't, it's not fixable.
Right. Okay.
That's up to you. Uh-huh. But pulled my back in 99 and it just really changed everything for me. And I'm still trying to struggle through life and incorporate exercise, but, you know, manage this injury. And I'm at a place now where, you know, I'm starting to transition. Maybe big muscles or, you know, chiseled up isn't maybe is as important to me as flexibility.
Right.
Right. Nutrition. I'm starting to wonder, you know, what is the appropriate amount of food for a guy like me to eat? You know, what is a good calorie? I've gone through periods where I feel like I'm starving myself because I'm so concerned by numbers, right? You get so, oh, I gotta, you know, I can't eat this much or this because of these numbers. And then I start going, well, maybe if I'm not eating this, maybe even less is better. I think my body's like, dude, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But you're not eating, so I'm going to start storing fat. There's a whole weird thing about that, right?
Yep.
Like, I was talking to someone recently, and I wish I was 10 pounds lighter. I've been 10 pounds lighter. Wasn't a big fan of that weight either. So, but I'm not a big fan of what I'm at right now.
Right.
So I'm like, well, if I could just lose 10 more pounds, and a guy said, you're going to have to eat that off. And I was like, well, what did you mean? He goes, your body thinks you're starving. Your body is storing fat on your body because you're not eating anything because you've lost your mind.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, oh. So it is, I guess the point of this whole story and the question is that it sounds like Max Challenge is a place for a guy like me where I can start transitioning from this more younger lifestyle to maybe something that is more defined, maybe a little bit more cardio. I do run. I feel like I'm in a weird running place, too, because I run 5 miles a day, and I'm not losing 3 days a week, excuse me.
Got it. No
not
problem.
5 miles, not 5 miles a day, 3 days a week, and I didn't even run this week. So,
okay.
But, I'm, you know, 3 days a week, I'm running 4 to 5 miles.
Sounds
a
good.
A run, but I'm not losing any weight. So I'm thinking maybe I need to get into something more that has – one of the great things about getting sober is because you're part of a group, right? And sometimes
absolutely.
I wonder if like a Max Challenge may be something where I'm being held responsible by my group partners or something like that. I don't know how you and I'm happy to explain kind of how the whole premise of Max Challenge works, but I'm assuming that like a Weight Watchers, we hold each other accountable. Good job, Tom.
All right. Yeah.
What happened, bro? Just dust yourself off, come back in. You know, so maybe this is something that might be good for a guy that's transitioning from, you know, young buck to old not buck.
Okay. No, I hear you. I hear you. Well, yeah, I'd say from an accountability support perspective, if you don't show up to class, either virtually or in center, you get a phone call, text, or email from me.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's not to, you know, bust your chops. It's really an encouraging call, not a discouraging call. It's really a health check. It's like, hey, Tom, I know that you have this goal. I know that you've been running and it's not really getting you where you want to go. Come on in. You okay? Everything all right? So I would say most people, maybe some people don't like it, but I tell you off the first tee, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and I hem and haw, but dude, I think that's amazing.
No,
I think that's absolutely key. You know, I'm like this, but that's it. Yeah. I love that.
No, no.
I didn't mean to sound like that would be bad.
Oh, I didn't even take it that way. No, didn't take it that way.
I love that.
And then with the nutrition, with what your friend was telling you, really what he was saying there was, and what we do as well is, and it's counterintuitive, which is to lose weight, if that's one of your goals, you actually need to eat more. And what you're doing there is you're spiking up the metabolism.
Right.
So you're eating every, let's say, 3 hours or so. You're just eating the right types of foods and the right portions. And I'd say generally people undereat on the protein and overeat on the carbs. Is a general rule, and we don't sell food to anyone. We just help people with shopping lists, and we do take some people shopping as well, just to say, this is what, these are some of the items that you can purchase. And just because, again, it's a lifestyle type of change. And, you know, again, you're going to have opportunities where, you know, someone's birthday party comes up and we have a treat meal. So you can, you know, have that, whatever, fill in the blank treat that you have. And so you don't feel handcuffed. And what I really like about it is, because I do like to eat, is I'm eating every 2 to 3 hours, really good food, well prepared.
Can you talk about a day what you might eat? Because you look great.
Okay.
I don't know, how old are you?
I'm 58. Just turned 58.
Look great. 58. Hair looks nice. Yeah. You got yourself put together. What's a day? You know, not that I'm gonna steal your meal.
No.
Day like for you? You know.
Yeah. So this morning I woke up at 4, and then I had.
Wait a minute. Why? What's going on at 4?
Well, I mean,
first class at 5.
I mean the gym around 5:30, 5:25, just to, you know, make sure everything's all good.
Okay.
And, you know, so I'd rather have more time. And plus, at that time of the day, you actually can really have it to yourself. So it gives you
some, drive and get around town, and it's very nice.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm an early riser too. I love that.
Yeah. So I had, you know, a cup of tea, and then I had some fruit, banana to get real specific, and then I had some natural peanut butter and a couple of rice cakes, and that's what I had there. And then, you know, mid morning snack, which means 7:30 for me, at an orange and some almonds and some cashews.
So before we go too far, you know, intermittent fasting is a big thing that's going on right now. I mean, it was definitely big prior to COVID. I mean, you still hear about it, but the word breakfast means break fast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, I guess, in the perfect world, you know, you have your last meal by candlelight in the cabin, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Then the sun's down, we're done for the day, blow out the candle, you go to sleep. There's no snacking through the night. You know, paw doesn't have a root cellar of snacks.
That's true. So
you went through the night, and then you would get up in the morning, and then the first meal of the fast, breaking it, would be breakfast, right? The breaking of fast. So do you like to keep the motor running. You don't want to, you're not trying to stretch that fast out at all.
No, and I have the same conversation with others, other people, including some members. And, you know, they're the way I look at it, you really gotta get your fasting through sleep. You know, so
right.
you're not eating for that, you know, 7 to 8 hours if you're getting that. And you should be getting as much sleep as you can. I know that's easy to say and tough to do. But the reality is, and you said it earlier, so again, if you are in a position where you're looking at yourself and you're getting obsessed with the scale, and you say, I need to move that needle, you know, south, not north. And you say, the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to do that by starving myself, not eating, skipping meals. What you're telling your body is, I'm in starvation mode.
Right.
You know, so it starts to eat the muscle, not the fat. And you're really in a position where you're
now, why would it eat the muscle and not the fat? I mean, I got fat.
Yeah.
It prefers my muscles instead of the nice fat I've stored.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Is there something about that? I mean, does the body think, hey, if you're not doing anything, we don't need as much muscle? Is there something? It's not just like pissed, like, you know, I'm just going to.
No. Yeah. It's, you know, the reality is it's throwing off everything within your body. And, you know, again, people think by skipping the meal, they're really helping themselves, and they're not.
That's because, interesting.
Yeah, because again, you're not firing that engine of the metabolism, so it's just sort of languishing there, and it's not doing what you want it to do.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we're heavy on, I should say heavy. We're balanced in protein, healthy fats, exactly, carbs, fruits, you know, vegetables, and. You know, again, we're just really about helping people with the right choices, the right foods, and portions is a big key.
Yes.
It definitely is. And it's, you know, like I said, I'm 58. I'm not just saying this. I'm absolutely in the best shape of my life. Mm. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, but, you know, guys, at least in my opinion, they remember how much you weighed when you got married and things like that. I do. And I'm at a weight that I never even remember being at this weight before. And it's not the focus on the weight, because, you know, I like how I like how I feel more than anything. It just feels very good. I feel very clear-headed, clear-eyed. It just, it's a beautiful feeling.
Do you drink?
I do. Okay. I do.
Because a lot of people struggle with, I mean, and just because I'm an alcoholic doesn't mean everybody's one. You know, I don't take that position, but there are people that struggle with, you know, the calories of wine and the calories of alcohol. And you'll see people make the, you know, just tequila. I think tequila probably has the lowest calories of all the alcohol, so they'll just drink tequila. You know,
right.
They don't want to give that up, but they also, you know, have to deal with calories. And I think there's a lot of people that struggle with weight because of drinking.
That's a lot of folks I speak with. They have that obstacle, let's call it, in front of them.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll have a glass of whatever over the weekend and part of my treat meal. And I don't feel bad about that. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I'm not being consumed with it on a daily basis. So that's
well, I've seen people that'll like give up food for those points, right? I don't know how many points are in a glass of wine. But I've seen, you know, oh, I can't eat that. I'm going to have a glass of wine tonight.
Right. Like, Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think you just have to, at least what I would profess is you just have to look at what is a sustainable way of eating look like. And, you know, ours is reasonable. I mean, I think it's, you know, we're looking at it to say, hey, you know, Tom can live this way moving forward. And it's not just a fad diet or something that's going to get you from point A to point B. There may be places for those type of situations. We're not negative sellers. I mean, we want people to get off the couch and help themselves. So if it's our facility or someplace else, God bless. We really want that. I think that on a larger note, that helps the United States of America become more healthy, and 74% of the Americans are out of shape. Yeah.
Well, and unfortunately, this pandemic really exposed that, and it's, you know, can't say anything about fat people. Hurts their feelings. Can't, you know? I have someone posted on Facebook. How do you tell a person struggling with weight that they're struggling with weight? That it's, you know, instead of like, hey, you're fat, you need to, you know, adjust your whatever you're doing. You can't say that. So you have to have it in so many words. And I know for me, you know, nothing changed my life like shame and guilt, right? And, you know, whether it's, for my instance, it was drinking, you know, and I did something drunk, and whether it's a DUI or whatever, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed and full of shame. And all of a sudden, the miracle happens, and you're available for change, right? But up until that point, I wasn't, you know?
Got it.
And it's a sad state of affairs or a sad situation, but, like, you know, like if someone was too heavy, sat down in a chair at a party, the chair collapsed in front of everybody, their peers, and this shame and embarrassment. Then they're like, shit, okay, that's the moment where, how do you help somebody without having to go through that? I mean, it's such a, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I feel like if more people were straight up with people, maybe things would be a little different.
Yeah, I think it's going to sound like very simple. Not that it is simple, but it. Right. Yeah, it's really one day at a time. And when I have conversations with people, it's about the future. And as I said earlier, hey, you've opened up the door. You're really interested in helping yourself. And I'm the guy, and the people, you know, that work with us are the people that can help you do that. And it's not going to be easy. I'm never going to tell you it's easy. You're not going to always like it. Right. It's going to be sweaty, and it's going to be hot sometimes. It's going to be cold sometimes. You know, think of it like this. It's the things that make you stronger and is better, and I'm not talking about necessarily just the physical aspect of it, the mental part of it and the spiritual part of it, is those things that you do in the dark will help you come out into the light in the future. And so you, whatever it is that you're following that to make you a better person, and whatever those buckets that I just talked about, a lot of that is alone time. A lot of that's time inside your head. And essentially what ends up happening is you spend that time, you're investing in yourself. And the return on your investment, both mentally, physically, spiritually, is that you're going to become a better person. And some of the things that we were just talking about with, you know, people looking at you in a different way, you know, that melts away. And it melts away because you have more confidence. A lot of times it is about confidence. And, you know, we can help people with that. And there's just so much, it's so much more than just the scale or just some of these other things that people initially would think about with fitness and nutrition, because a lot of it's fear, and that fear leads to inaction. And we're here to open up the door and say, we have you, we got you, you know, just come on in. And it'll be difficult, But you have all the people here that love you and that support you. And we really look at each other as a family. The Max family is what we call each other.
Let's talk about the place. So it's classes.
Fill me in. Yeah, sure.
Do you have machines? Is there weightlifting? What goes on over there?
Yeah, I appreciate
Jerry,
that. Yeah,
at
so
the Max.
All right, the Max. So we're a Monday through Friday facility. We have classes in center. We have virtual. The only thing that was positive about going through the pandemic for us is that we had to learn the virtual piece of it. And we still continue with that and will, because it's an important piece to reach people, and that's sure. part of our mission. So in center classes, we have a 6 a.m. class. All our classes are 45 minutes. So 6, 8, 9:30, 4:30,
so
and 5:45.
So show up at 5:45.
Yeah, you can show up at 5:45.
Show up at 6.
No, you can show up at 5:45. That's fine. Absolutely.
Well, I'm just saying, if the class is at 6, show up a little early.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
Come on.
You know.
Crack it down, Jerry.
I gotcha.
Put down the rules.
And then we have the virtual classes via Zoom are at 7 and 9:30. We have a hybrid class at 9:30. In fact, I just taught the 9:30 class, which I'm teaching people in center, and I'm teaching people that are at home as well. Each day of the week has a specific function and focus. So Mondays, let me backtrack a little bit. We're a cardio and strength program is what it is. And it's a full body workout, 45 minutes. We take about 5 to 7 minutes to warm you up and stretch you out a little bit. And then we're keeping you moving for about 30 minutes of the actual exercises of the day. And then we cool you down with ab work, and we're known for our plank at the end. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays are cardio-based. Friday is a special fan favorite because it's cardio kickboxing or shadow boxing. So there's a lot of aggression that people leave out in those bags on that day. And Tuesdays and Thursdays are specifically strength days. Tuesdays are upper body. So it's your Arnold day for you, Tom. And
yes.
Thursdays is...
Thursdays, recognize it.
Yeah, there you go. You got your gun permit there. Thursdays are lower body, which is your largest muscle group of your body. And a lot of people tend not to like that, but it's really an important piece, especially as you get older, with balance and just feeling better about yourself. So, yeah.
Well, I kind of shared a little bit about it earlier in the podcast. You know, I've been running, but... You know, my knees are fine. Everything is fine. It's this dumb injury that I did deadlifting, and it's just harder for me. You know, 5 years ago, I was up at 5 in the morning. We were running at 5:30. I mean, and it just now I'm waking up in a lot of pain. I'm very stiff. It's arthritis. It's just age, right? So it's harder for me to get going. And, you know, I feel like this is what I don't want to give up exercising. I like the commitment. I like the sweat. I like the... You know, I like the struggle.
Sure.
I like the pain. You know, there's a whole lot that goes on. I learn a lot about myself in these moments of exercising and running. So I'm just wondering if I can start incorporating something like this into my life where, you know, a class where I can still get. And honestly, I feel personally sort of stuck in what I've been doing.
In what way?
I'm just not really seeing a lot of... For a guy that's running 15 miles on the road a week, I just don't see a lot of results. I feel like I should be... You know, walking basically around without a shirt.
Okay.
And I wouldn't feel like I would want to do that.
Okay.
Now, I've had some bad choices about what I've been eating. My wife and I were going through a Reese's peanut butter cup moment for a bit. We were walking through the grocery store.
Appreciate the honesty.
Past the candy, and I go, oh, you remember the Reese's peanut butter cup incident? She's like, oh, my God, we were so bad. And it was bad. And my biggest problem I have is I snack at night.
Okay.
And it's like milk, you know, trail mix, you know. People don't realize, you know, there's a lot of calories in like dehydrated fruit.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sugar. It looks really great on the package. Looks healthy, right? It's part of a trail mix.
Absolutely.
I think it's only good if you're walking actually a trail.
Well, and that's a great point, because if you start to look at the packaging on food, you're very surprised that some of the things that you think would be, you know, healthy really aren't. And, you know, when you're looking at an ingredients list, you know, that maybe people know this, but the first ingredient in all the ingredients, that's the most ingredients in that. Right. So if you have if water is number one, you have the most water. If sugar is number one, you know, you have the most sugar. And then there's like these sneaky little terms that just show up as in, you know, stabilizers or natural flavors or just the word sugar or sucralose. I mean, all those things that add up to the things that are gonna that are in your trail mix that you're eating at 10 o'clock at night and you really don't want to be.
Well, the biggest, I think, craziest injustice, right, is these calories on the back of this packaging. What a racket.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I got an idea. Why don't we do, like, color code these calories? So if you're getting, like,
like a kangaroos.
Keebler. Well, listen, I mean, if you get a Keebler snack pack that has 100 calories written on the front, you might as well say that it's 100 shitty calories, right? Because it is. There's no protein.
No.
It's all sugar. It's a little rush.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say you look at the bag and it's 100 calories. It should be in red. 100 should be in red. You're like, okay, well, if I'm following this numbers formula that we've somehow kind of put on society with these calories, okay, I get 100 calories. Well, let's say you put, you know, peanuts on top of this, you know, whatever biscuit that you've made. So now you have 150 calories, but maybe we put that in yellow because maybe the peanuts have a protein, but the biscuit below has nothing, right?
Right.
So you start to understand. I don't think people even know what food. I don't think people even know what food does.
Oh, no. And, I mean, and think about it. I mean, over the last probably 50 years, I mean, this is not a food industry comment, but it's just a reality of what food is it's so much more processed than it's ever been.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's, you know, the things you just talked about. I mean, even if you color coded the things, if people still want to have the fill in the blank snack, they're still going to have it because, you know, it makes them feel good. But until it doesn't make them feel good, and after they eat it, and 15 minutes later, they're like, why did I just do that? And it's a vicious circle and cycle where you get your blood sugar jacked up, and then you crash, and you're hungry again, and then you start pulling for that again, filling the snack that you didn't like until now you like it again. So.
Well, I mean, if we were going to do like a raw food, a fruit, maybe something more located on the outside of the store, right? Because the outside of the store is where you want to shop,
not
the middle.
Yep, absolutely.
But you find something on the outside of the store, maybe that's something more fresh, and maybe it's in green, right? You're like, okay, this is 100, maybe this is 500 calories of green stuff.
Yeah.
Compared to, and you know, in our world, we're like, well, that's too many calories, but it's green. But we'd rather have the 100 in red because it falls into this madness of numbers that we've somehow created in our society with these calories. I don't. How do you educate? I mean, I guess the question: do you educate people that are coming to Max Challenge, or
do you
teach people what food, what it does, how it works in your life?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, in fact,
more than just numbers.
Right. In fact, we don't count calories. We don't count calories at all. So what we do is we look at our number one, our program was put together by a licensed nutritionist. I'm not a licensed nutritionist, but not only am I the owner along with my wife, Robin, I'm a member.
Sorry to cut you, but there, you know, I think when you say that, that means, well, since I'm not a licensed nutritionist, I'm not I'm not going to learn about food. You know, we can still learn about food and not be a licensed nutritionist.
Oh, no, yeah. I just don't want to, you know.
That's part of our problem. We don't seem to think, like, you know, how do you feel? Like, oh, well, let me look on the internet and I'll tell you how I feel.
It's
how do you feel? How does this food make you feel?
So, absolutely.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate that. No, I would say that, you know, from the perspective of our programs, we have a plant-based program and a standard program. I mean, one of my daughters is a vegan, so we're very schooled in vegetarian and, you know, vegan lifestyles as well. But we look at, as a typical day, as we were talking about before, you know, we're looking at, you know, protein. We're looking at, you know, and I'll give you real specifics. So we're looking at about, you know, 18 to 19 ounces of protein, you know, a day, a couple of pieces of fruit.
So your 5 in the morning breakfast, you had a banana.
Yep.
It's got some quick energy.
Yep.
It's got natural sugar.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
Part of the sucrose web, right? It's okay to eat natural sugar.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, but it's sugar. So you can get, people can get it twisted. Oh, well, it's sugar. It's going to, part of that sucrose web, if it's chewed, if it's fruit, if it's fresh, that kind of sugar is okay. So you get that banana, you get a little, you know, a little wake me up energy. That peanut butter has got some protein.
Yep.
Get you some sustenance, yep. Right? Give you a
little healthy fat in there. Absolutely.
Yeah, a little healthy fat keeps everything greased and oiled.
Yep.
And you know the rice cakes, not a lot of calories, but texture gives you a chew.
Yeah.
I love rice cakes with freaking peanut butter and jelly. Uh oh. So what you're doing right there is you're kicking the day off. You're getting a little wake up. Maybe you didn't. You had tea. Maybe not a coffee, but still getting the boost of a little bit of sugar, and then some of the sustainability of the peanut butter to get you just for what, a couple hours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're fueling, because we are a vehicle, right, Jerry? This
absolutely.
Is a vehicle to drive our
it's
brain around.
Absolutely.
It's a brain car.
I like that.
The brain wants to travel.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's a vehicle. So what you're doing is you're providing your vehicle. You stop in a Wawa. Putting like $2.50 of gas in the car.
Yep.
Not putting it in tanks on the side, just in the tank, right?
Yep.
So you're getting that little bit of energy, a little sustenance, because that's a big deal.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the game Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever played it?
You know what? I haven't played it, but I know I've watched my kids beat me because I don't know what I'm doing with it. So, yeah.
Well, there's no losing. It's just a sandbox game. But what I love about that game is it teaches you about food. So, you know, you get a piece of steak. So you get a cow, you kill it. It drops a raw steak.
Got it.
You eat that steak, you get two hearts and a haunch. The haunches are the sustenance.
Got it.
So it teaches you, like, but if you cook it, you get four hearts and you get three haunches, right? So you get sustained, but you get the sustenance to give you, because when you eat that 100 calories in the red, it's just a little burst of energy, but it there's no sustenance. It's not you're going to crash.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So in the Minecraft game, it teaches you about sustenance and having energy. You know, not just this quick burst like an apple, but talks about cooking. So there's a lot to be learned of it in that game, and I didn't really realize about that. The sustenance of food. You know, how long will it carry you?
Yeah, no, that's why, as we were talking about earlier, is that, you know, we're consuming the right types of foods every 2.5 to 3 hours, because you're fueling your, you know, brain car, as you call it.
Yeah.
And that's important. It just really is. And, you know, again, when I have my treat meal, whatever it happens to be, it doesn't mean that I don't like whatever that treat is, but my taste buds have also changed over the last several years.
So is a treat meal really the stuff that you shouldn't be eating? Because it sounded like your first meal was a treat. It's pretty sounded delicious.
Yeah,
rice cakes, fruit.
You know, yeah, I mean, maybe it'll be if my brother's birthday is on Friday the 16th. So, you know, maybe if there's some cake involved, maybe I'll have some cake. You know,
okay.
So you know, something like that, and it's about, that's really great because it's about a family event, and you know him, and I love him, and you know, that'd be great, but.
You got to enjoy some things in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're more likely to just, I don't want to say go off reservation.
Yeah, no.
Don't say that anymore.
I think you just did.
Sorry. No offense.
No worries. No worries.
But you want to stick with the program. You got to treat yourself every once
in a
while.
Oh, no, you do, because you've worked hard. That's what I say to people. You've worked hard. I've seen you work hard. You worked hard here, and I'm sure you even worked harder in the kitchen. You know, they say, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, but they're revealed in the gym. So, and it's true. I mean, it's really, really true. It sounds trite, but the reality is, you know, eating the right way, you can eat your way into a healthy lifestyle, just choosing the right types of foods, and then your activity. And as we were talking about in the beginning, I think it's all wrapped up in your mental set. I mean, again, I think over the last year or so, I think the biggest maybe obstacle for myself was just looking at myself in a different way than I had before, and said, and this is really has nothing specifically to do with the Max, but just with myself growing as a person, which is, you know, I'm me, I'm Jerry, and I'm part of this world, as I said earlier, but let's not take myself too seriously. You know, I mean, the reality is that I'm here, very lucky to be here, and just lucky to have the ability to interact with people, and just I get such a charge out of that, and it's very much of a blessing in that respect. So it's great.
I love the saying, "To thy own self be true."
Yeah,
I think, you know, I've had to you know, get to the truth of it, you know. And I, you know, when I'm thinking about working out, or, you know, because sometimes I picture myself as like this guy without a shirt on, you know, just right. this amazing guy, right? I've never been that.
Right.
Right. I have to remind myself, you've never been that. And honestly, I'm not even sure I'm responsible enough to be that. Right. Because I could be a real annoyance. So I have, you know, body, spirit, mind, or body, mind, and spirit. But it should, for me, it's mind, spirit, body.
Yeah.
And mental medication. I'm not living unless I'm suffering. You know, when I run, you know, I become a poet.
Yeah, you feel it.
I become a screenwriter. I become lyricist. I pray.
That's great.
You know,
that's
but beautiful. I also slaughter people. I always say in the first mile, I'm slaughtering people. And then on the last mile, I'm apologizing. You know, I'm sorry.
I like that.
Come on, get up, get
I
up.
I like that.
But it's a real, because listen, when it's you're either in the gym, it's in a class, you're out running. Self is like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go over here.
Right.
And do these fancy push-ups. You and humility, because it is about humility, right? It is the high road, right? Because believe me, if you're walking in a gym, you've put a lot of fear behind you. Because
you have.
I mean, you can walk into Wawa and be full of fear.
You can.
And then, you know, so walking into a gym, you've already taken a bunch of huge steps. So self is already, because self's like, don't go. You're tired. Your knee's going to start hurting. Someone's going to make fun of you, or someone's going to judge you. Don't even go. You're like, self, no. And he's like, okay, you're going. I'm going to go over here and wait. And that's where humility shows up. I always say humility is self's kryptonite.
Oh, that's, and, I like that.
Yeah, it's, like but that. It's so true, because if we just allow self to step back a bit and humility to come in, humility will help us through the doorway at the Max Challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
And but once that happens, self's taking a ride, all of a sudden the spirit really shows up.
It does.
And we become really anything we want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and one thing that you had mentioned there that I think is really important, is important to add on, is so not only, let's say you have that doubt about, man, I'm too tired, I don't want to go. Mm. A lot of people also don't have the support of their families. It sounds really, again, very strange to say, but if you want to get better, improve yourself, let's say, and other people, that has a domino effect on them. They may like the way you are right now for whatever reasons that impacts them. And if you improve yourselves, maybe that forces them to think about themselves a little bit further. And you're not doing that to hurt them or to impact them. You're doing that to help yourself. But I see a lot of sabotage by close friends or family. And I don't even think they mean to do it. It's just like they feel like my friend Tom is slipping away because he's doing this thing. And what that means is whatever we were doing together that we really liked that maybe wasn't that good for us, maybe it was, we can't do it anymore or we can't do it as often.
Well, I think we all have an audience, you know, and we, you know, if I'm going to be an overeater and I'm just going to let myself go and there's other people that maybe, you know, support that in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, and I don't need to always refer back to like alcoholism, but there's a program Al-Anon, you know, and there's... Oh, yeah. You know, with every good alcoholic, there's somebody back there taking care of them, right? And then all of a sudden, this person gets sober or, you know, cleans himself up, and the person's like, well, what about me? I've been taking care of you for this long, and now you're going to get better, and now you don't need me. So there's classes and there's programs for people that have been helping, right?
That's very good.
But, you know, we all have an audience, and we behave the way we do. And, you know, I always say I got sober because I lost my audience. You know, my life became unmanageable to everybody else.
Wow. That's bold for you to say that.
It well, really it's the truth, because I had to keep going.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I mean, I love to
you
say...
You would have crashed and burned, though. Absolutely.
Well, and it's, you know, and the 12 steps of any program, you know, I'm always like, you know, alcoholics, they kind of grabbed it real quick early on. But if you said, you know, we admitted we were powerless over self, that our lives would become unmanageable, where self would usually say alcohol.
Right.
But it's all... It's all that, the why in the road, right? It's that point where you say, I either do what I should do or what I self want to do, whether it's overeat,
true.
Overdrink, overspend, whatever it is we want to do, that's the disease. And so if I said, you know, we admitted that our lives have become unmanageable because of self, then it would change the whole game. It would open up the whole game to everybody. Now we can look at that. But we admitted we were powerless over self, that our lives have become unmanageable to everybody else.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah. And it doesn't say that, but that's That's how I have to look at it, because if I don't, I'll actually give myself a pat on the back and think I did this because I really should have. And it's just everybody else had given up on me. Do you see that a lot? Do you see people come in that have kind of, you know, whether it's a relationship that ends? I mean, how many relationships end because of maybe one or someone's behavior, and then they make the change, and it usually starts at the gym? You know, I remember I went through, unfortunately, a divorce, and I was running more than ever. I was running every day.
Right.
In the snow,
yeah.
And the rain.
Probably an escape. You know?
I was the saddest I'd ever been.
Yeah.
And but I had to go through it. So how often do you have to deal with that? Does that happen a lot?
You know, it does happen. Mm. And you know, our members, you know, do share a lot of personal things that, you know, obviously I never repeat. And the reality is that whatever the situation, you know, is, the fact that they're even sharing it is really the first step, you know,
right.
They, for them to heal.
Absolutely.
And whatever that happens to be, you know, we're here. I mean, I always say that, you know, God gave me two ears and one mouth for a reason, so I can listen more than I talk. And I think that's what it's really all about. And I think that, you know, people coming in, they're searching for something, and whatever that the background is, I said earlier, you know, you just need to, you know, as much as you can, let's drop it out the door and let's work on you. Because especially in, I would say, with my wife and with other women, they always put themselves last and they never have any me time. And they really need that time. Mm. And they really, and they're, you know, they're providers, they take care of the house, they, you know, whatever the roles are, it's not always that role. Men have the same role as well. But it's you know, historically, you know, the women don't take a lot of time for themselves, and they almost feel, what do I say to people? I say, you know, self-care is not selfish. It's definitely not. You know, you have to take care of yourself, and a lot of women don't. And, you know, I would just encourage everybody, male, female, to look at themselves and say, in terms of a health perspective, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy to play with your kids, more energy, better at work. Better at life, you know. Just,
well, I think a lot of people, you know, and I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure something happens in your life where you decide, you know, I'm making a change, and that's a great motivation to get you to try out as something like that. But once, you know, with every bad thing, you know, if I talked about the last time I had a drink, it was a horrible experience. If I had talked about it the day after, cried, oh Jerry, you can't believe what happened to me. But
oh my gosh,
15 years later, I'm like,
yeah,
maybe it was a stitch.
Right.
I fell over, maybe. You know, it doesn't want me to remember. So it's almost like a guy like you is there to pick them up when they come through. That, you know, they're, hell yeah, I'm motivated. You know, whatever their motivation is. But eventually that starts to fade. And then that's where you step in and say, hey, listen, let me take you to the next.
Absolutely.
Next part of the journey.
Well, actually, we at the end of every class, we have a, you know, special motivational speech. And, you know, sometimes it's a quote, sometimes it's, you know, something personal from the instructors. But actually yesterday, one of the ones that I gave was, we call it the rule of, you know, 21 and 90. Mm. And what that means is it takes roughly around 21 days to create a habit. And then it takes about 90 days to create a lifestyle. So, you know, you take one day at a time, as I said earlier, one day at a time, and you're closer to that habit, and then you're closer to forming that habit. And then you're closer to that positive lifestyle. And you think about that, 21 days, 3 weeks, you know, that's nothing. 90 days, 3 months, not that big of a deal in the realm of a 58-year-old guy or a 50, you said you're 52.
Yeah.
You know, so those things can, if you really have the support, and you have the support with us, and it's not judgmental. It's like, come on, get back in here. We're here to help. You know, I think it's really great.
Well, and I think a message that people don't realize is, you know, when you show up, let's say you're the first person, you know, it's your first day, you don't realize it, but now you are a person that's there for the newcomer. You know,
absolutely.
If I started Max Challenge tomorrow and I was the only person that showed up and somebody that hadn't been there showed up, now I'm the only person there. That's my job, is to be there for the next person, whether it's in recovery, fitness, whatever it is, any way we can help, you know, because there's a, you know, self still hanging out, right? He's like,
yeah.
Don't go in. Oh, yeah. I don't see anybody. Oh, damn it. There's one person. And it's all of a sudden my first day. I say, hey, you know, welcome. It's my first day. Come on in. And all of a sudden, so just, I don't think people, I don't believe that people think that they can help or be part of something that helps people other than if they're just given that title, right?
They don't
realize just being there, you're helping, you're inspiring somebody else. People don't realize it. So,
oh yeah. In fact, I'm actually inspired by our members that the day one Tommy comes in and it's like, hey, I'm Grace, and you know, nice to meet you, Tom. And you know, is this your day one? You know, look for, and just the open arms and the welcoming and the support. I'm not saying you're going to be best buds with the people, but you know what you're going to be? You're going to know that person. You're going to know that person cares, because how many people really care about each other these days? Not a lot. So I think that's another, you know, intangible that, you know, I can't take credit for. It's just all the beautiful members that we have that do that. So I feel blessed for that.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do not have an Instagram. We
Jerry.
Have no. We have one for the Max
kidding.
The Max Challenge.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. I don't have one myself.
We need to follow you, Jerry.
No,
for the Max Challenge.
Yeah, Max Challenge.
People want to check out your Instagram and follow you and see what's going on over there. What is it?
Yeah, just the Max Challenge. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Simple.
Yep, absolutely. And right. Facebook as well, Max Challenge of Lewis. Jump on that and. Yeah, so it's all good.
They can give you a call and you'll talk to them. I know I always call you over there and talk to you. So.
Oh, yeah. 703-1188, 703-1188.
We'll put all that information in the podcast. Yeah. But listen, brother, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Really nice to get together with you, and thanks so much.
Absolutely, man. And the really door's always open for you. If you got something going on, you've got some new thing, chat about it.
I really appreciate
that.
Yeah,
we'd love it.
You should come. You should come to... Come to our place, check it out. No cost.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm in this weird place. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I was supposed to run this morning. I didn't. I'm having trouble getting up at 5 in the morning and running right now. It's, you know, my back's been hurting.
It's 91 degrees out. You know, they're kind of, you know.
I kind of like that, though.
I like the heat, too.
I like that. Just completely soaked. Just bleh. But I'm just having a little trouble. I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll join another gym, but I don't want to go. I get in this whole bench pressing BS routine.
Nah.
I'm over that.
Yep.
I need to figure out something that I will enjoy.
Yeah.
Right?
No, absolutely.
And sometimes, maybe a circuit gym. I thought about that. You know, you just do the little circuit.
Right.
Scoot along. I thought maybe that might be nice because I'm in that weird spot at 52. You know, I don't want to eat my own muscles.
Right.
I want to still have them.
Yeah.
I just went through. We just lost my mom.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. She was ready. And my dad is who's 83. And I see this. They weren't into exercising. You know, they walk, but they weren't, you know, doing anything too excessive. And it really became an issue for my mom in the end. And I'm hoping it doesn't become an issue for my father. And I think that, you know, I want to, you know, be careful that it doesn't eventually become an issue for me. I want to stay on my game, but
no. And you know what? The things that you're doing now, even the running, you know, your kids, you know, see you. Our kids see us, and you really even though you may not think they're picking it up, they watch us in a good way. And you know, the really what you're doing is you're setting out your own legacy for them to follow.
Yeah. Oh, my kids have been riding. I've been making them run with me forever.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, they ride bikes. My son David runs cross country for Sussex Academy now.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Yeah, great shape. My son Sam, he's not running, but he, you know, plays football and stuff.
That's really great.
He's a little more solid.
How many kids do you have? If you don't
have three.
Oh, okay. I do too. Yeah.
My daughter turned 9 yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
It would have been my mother-in-law's 95th birthday yesterday. Oh. She died in February, but yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. Really appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
Really buddy. Enjoyed it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. You got it. Bye. Thanks. Yeah, bye-bye.
Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-302-302. 562-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours.